praise. It's to our God.
Every prayer. Good morning, good morning. Yes, yes, indeed. Every praise belongs to you, God. And once again, saints, thank you for tuning in again. This is the day that the Lord has made. And yes, 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 we shall be joyfully in it. Yes, indeed, saints. We are here again to tune in today to bring you the graceful word of the Lord. We thank you again today, Lord, for tuning in with us and tuning in with us at our executive meeting. Once again, thank you, United States. Thank you, China. Thank you, Fiji. Thank you, Canada. Thank you, Israel. Thank you, Bahamas. Thank you all the way around the world. We thank you once again for tuning in again with us at our executive meeting. Once again, thank you, Minister Nita, for coming on in and bringing us in with your lovely prayer.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We do. We just know, Father God, that all praises belong to you, Father God. And that's why this morning, Lord, we come to you, Lord. We come to you in one accord, Father God, for one reason, Lord Jesus, to meet you here at the throne room, Father God. And therefore, we say to you, good morning, Holy Spirit. We say to you, good morning, and we just thank you for your mercy and your grace, Lord. We thank you, Father, for the new beginning, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to see another day, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for your precious love, Father God, your unfailing love, Father God, that just keeps on consuming us, Father God. We thank you for your Holy Ghost, Father God, that continues to fill us up, Father God, and never let us be depleted, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the weeping that we go through at night, but then we know when we wake up in the morning that there is joy, Father God. Lord, we ask you to touch each and every person that's all over this land, Lord Jesus. Just touch them with your finger of love, Father God. Pull them close to you, Father God, and embrace them in your loving arms as you do continuously, Father God. We ask you for everybody to have a clear mind, Father God, a renewed mind, Father God, a clear heart, Father God, and be ready to receive the word, Father God. No matter what time it is, Father God, we are now on your timing in your presence, Father God, because we are here on this line, Father God, to break the bread of life and to receive the living water so we will never thirst anymore. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for making it all happen, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for allowing this platform to take place, Father God, so your word can still go out, so your assignment can be completed, Father God. And we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for your unfailing love, Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. As we go into this broadcast, we ask for us, me, Minister Jacinta, to decrease, Father God, but for your Holy Ghost to show up and show out as it eloquently do all the time. In the name of Jesus, we send this prayer up, knowing, Father God, that it shall be so. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
And it's on this
day. And on today, we'll be expounding on the fruits of the Spirit. And one of the fruits of the Spirit that we'll be expounding on today is the fruit of is love. Love is a universal term. And when I looked up the word love gave me so many different insights on the word love that we take into context or take out of context that has to do with God. Make sure I have the right.
So yesterday we did expound on the word love. We did expound on the word love, and today we're going to move on to the word joy. And yes, love never fails, so we can never, never not talk about love. What we do need to know is that what the fruits of the Spirit is just as it is. If you see a fruit basket, you see bananas in there together, oranges, apples, everything connects into one. And this is why on today we're going to move on into to joy, and that too is in Galatians 5:22 and 20:23. And I'm just going to give you a definition of joy, and then I'm going to turn it right back over to Minister Chiquita. Joy states that it's gladness not based on circumstances. Joy is more than happiness. It's not based on financial success, good health, or popularity. By believing in God, obeying his will, receiving his forgiveness, participating in fellowship with other believers, ministering to others, and sharing the gospel, believers will experience joy. So if you can do all of those different things and understand that it's not based on your financial success, it's not based on your good health, and it's not popular, it's not based on your popularity, but it is by believing in God and obeying and realizing that you have the ability to receive, and you must be in a place of forgiveness. And it also says that you need to participate in fellowship, so with other believers. So that is the definition was gladness not based on circumstances, and I also shared a description with you. Go ahead, Minister Chiquita.
And yes, like the residents were saying, joy is a term in which we use for many, many things. But the joy that I want to speak about is the joy of love, the joy that love and joy that I have for God, and the God that so heartily put so much into us, into all of us, into me on a day-to-day basis. I cannot fathom or I cannot put into words the joy that I have for God and the love that I have that goes into the joy that he brings to me, that the substances and the security that he gives to me through the joy of God, the love and the different things that he extends to us. I get joy from fellowship with Minister Anita. On a daily basis, we fellowship here. We fellowship outside of here. I get joy. We get joy fellowshipping here, right here with you guys. Giving the word of the Lord is a true, heartfelt, loving passion for us to give to you guys. It's a joy that's outstanding. It's a wonderful feeling of overwhelming warmth that seeps all the way down into your soul that only God can nourish and give to you. That wholeheartedly that we seek out every day on a day-to-day, minute-to-minute basis. There's no stopping into it. And the reason why is because we know all the fruits, not only just joy, but all the fruits that joy brings to us. It adds no sorrow. It brings nothing but joy into everything that God has placed into our life. Joy has brought me things and showed me things that only God himself can place into my life. I know that he can do the same thing for you. Joy is a thing that only you can gain from seeking the knowledge of God and seeking the word of God and seeking and through fellowship with God. Joy is an astounding feeling. It gives you an astounding gain of sense of know that of wisdom once you sit down with him, that he gives you the words and he gives you the guidance and he gives you the know-how to do the things that you should do and the things that you should not do. It's one of the many things that you should really, really want to get a close relationship with God, because once you get that gain, that relationship with him, God will have, you will have a joy that's unshakable, that nothing takes from you. No man can give it to you. No man can take it from you. It's your joy that you hold into your heart, and you have to hold it close to you in your relationship with God through prayer, through fasting. God will give you all the tools and keys that you need. These are the fruits, and joy is one of the biggest ones in there that I hold into my heart, because there are so many joys that God has given me. Just spiritually, he has made me whole. I used to be a nervous Nelly. He made me not nervous anymore. I'm able to calm myself down into a light to where I can able to speak right now. I had such a stage fright that I wouldn't even speak in front of nobody. I would stand behind a wall. And God has brought me into the clarity of that. And I thank God for that each and every day. It's such a joy to be able to open my mouth and speak the word of his word and his joys of that the things that he's brought into my life. It brought me clarity. It brings me safety, the joy that I have in the Lord, being with God and fellowshiping with my sisters and my brothers every morning. It gives me a sense of security and peace that I know that I'm not out here fighting a good fight alone. We out here fighting it together. And I know it's a good thing in God that we're doing. So to stay on that good path, we stay strong, we stay tall, and we hold on to the joy of God. Each and every day, we try to pass on a little bit, not try, we pass on a little bit to you guys to let you know the joy that God has placed into our life, the goodness that God has brought into my life. And I pray to God that you receive those things that we are giving you, because they truly, truly is a blessing, and it can be a blessing, it shall be a blessing to your life. If you hold on to God just a little bit more today, if you seek him just a little bit more, you grasp on to him just a little bit more, just call his name a little bit more, and God will bring into you joy that you seek. That feeling, that feeling of anguish that you seek into your body, you can replace it with joy if you speak it out your mouth, if only if you just ask God to bring it to you. And those are the things that bring the fruits into of the Spirit, that nurtures the fruits of the Spirit. It's just getting in line with the God. Evangelist, would you like to add anything to this?
Absolutely. I just want to go to a couple of scriptures, and everything that Minister Chiquita is saying is very awesome. One thing about joy, that joy comes in by developing an intimate relationship with Christ. That's the number one thing. The joy comes in by developing an intimate relationship of Christ. And when you think of joy, you think of happiness, you think of, even when we know developing a intimate relationship with Christ, we're going to go through some things. We're going to go through some hardships. But the beauty of it is that when we're going through these things, we know that we're not alone. We know that God's love, his unfailing love is right there. His protection is right there. We saw this if you start reading some of the scriptures and saw Jesus when he was here, how he did different things. You've seen different people in agony. You've seen different people that had different situations that would run up to him asking for him to save them, to heal them, for miracles to be done. That goes to show that people have different things that's going on, but it all revolves around the intimate relationship that you are that you're building with Christ. The trust, the belief, the knowing, the safety, the comfort of knowing who Christ is, and this is something that you build on every single day. It's not something that you pick up today and you put down tomorrow. It's something you continue building into that intimate relationship. The first scripture I would like to go to, and I just want to let you know the information that I'm getting. It's so good to have different outer sources. I was given a gift of a book that it tells me about different Bible characters and stuff like that, and it's so helpful. It's so many different. We always run to the Bible for stuff, but today I want to start telling people that there are a lot of different tools out there too that you can use to learn different things about the Word of God, to study, to do your prepare your Bible studies and different things. So today, when reading out of the fruits of the Spirit and just picking up this book, God is so awesome. He will always put us in the remembrance of things. And I'm coming out of 1 Peter 1, verse 8 and 9. And 8 says, you love him even though you have never seen him. That is true. If you genuinely, we spoke about love yesterday, we love God and we've never physically seen him, but we love him. And how can we do that? Because we trust him. We realize and we understand who he is because of the intimate relationship that we're building. No, we've never put our hands on him. No, we can't never sit. And I can't describe him. I can't describe who he is. I can only I know what's in my heart. I know what I seek just from the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of me and me trusting him and me believing him and just know I can expound on him. I can expound, I can talk about the love. I can talk about the joy because of the intimate relationship I have with him. Though you did not see him now, you trust him and you rejoice with the glorious, inexpressible joy. The reward for trusting him will be the salvation of your souls. So joy also, the reward of us trusting God, it brings us into the salvation of his soul. And salvation in this scripture meaning savior, the saving of your soul. And that and that's a joyful thing. And again, it all goes back to the intimate relationship that you have, that the intimate relationship that you have with Christ, with Jesus. All of this, you get joy. You're able to get joy. You're not going to have joy. You're going to stay in the same situation if you don't know who Christ is. If you don't know who Christ is, if you don't let Christ be your personal savior, if you don't go to Christ for protection, if you don't go to Christ for the things that the Lord has promised us, then it's no way that you are going to experience the unmeasurable joy that I spoke about in the description. It's no way that you can experience it. You're going to continue to that weeping that endures in the night, but the joy cometh in the morning. You're going to stay in that place of weeping because you don't know who Christ is, because you refuse to engage into you refuse to meet him. You refuse to introduce yourself to him. You refuse to introduce. And then once that introduction come into place, you refuse to allow him to come in because we get stagnation, stay in the place today because something took place. You have joy tomorrow because something fell. That joy is no longer there, but that's not how it's designed. That's not how God designed it. God designed for us to have unmeasurable joy. God designed for us during the times that we're going through things to know that he's right there with us. He's our protector. He's our guide. He's our leader. He's the one that's given us the directions on what we need. Let's go to another scripture. And this is John 17:13. It says, Jesus said, I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. That again, that goes right back within them. That goes right back into building a personal relationship with Christ. It goes right back to depending on him. It goes back. It goes back to that intimacy. It goes back to where we, ADM, went through a study of just knowing not how you build that intimate relationship with Christ. It goes right back into steps that must be taken, and Jesus wanted us. He wants us, not wanted. He wants us. He wants us. This is why the Holy Spirit was left in order for us to be in a place that can bring us joy and we can continue to. We don't have any excuses why we cannot have joy. We don't have any excuses that when we reckon with pain that we still have the opportunity to call on the name of Jesus, even if our pain does not subside. We still should have joy because we have the trusting and the knowing that he is there with us. Even through pain, even Paul, through he had a thorn in his side. I don't know what his thorn in his side, because I haven't found that yet in my studies. I just know that that's what the Bible said. But you're never going to hear him complaining when you read the scriptures, when you see the books of the Bible that he authored. You're not. You're constantly hearing him giving praises to God through his time of affliction. When he got bit by the snake, he didn't sit and get mad and angered and blasphemed against God. He didn't. He continued to move on because he realized that Jesus is his protector. He realized that God is everything. Jesus is his Savior. So no matter what goes on, that joy still continues to move on. That joy is like a protection for us. That joy is immeasurable. I thank God every single day when I wake up. That's a joyful moment. It's a joyful moment. Even if I can't breathe, it's still a joyful moment. I woke up. I'm in a place. I'm in the presence of the Lord. God sat and said, I choose you to get up this morning. I'm giving you a fresh anointing. I'm joyful of that. I am joyful no matter what took place. I'm joyful. If I stomp my foot today, I'm joyful because guess what? I wasn't taken out. I'm still moving. I may be in agonizing pain, but I'm still moving. And even with the disciples, when Jesus was here with them, everything was not milk and honey. Everything was not milk and honey. But the beauty, they had him right here. They had him there with them to learn the different things that he was teaching. And we still have that ability to learn things. And you learn by entering in, introducing yourself, and entering into an intimate relationship. I'm not talking about a surface relationship. I'm talking about something so deep that no one can sit and tell you what is going on with you. So deep that only you and God, even you, may not know what God has going on. But the thing is that you're trusting him. You're trusting him for the work that he's doing in you. And this brings you to joy. It brings you to joy. It does not bring, should not keep you into a sorrowful moment. It should bring you, if you're really sitting down and you are in tune with the Holy Spirit, you could have had some of your worst times. But when you sit down and you think about it, you think about how God brought you out. You think about where you was yesterday, but where you're at today. It has to bring a smile on your face. That's joy. You have to sit and say, God, I thank you because you saved me. You brought me out. I thank you, Lord, because you protected me. It brings joy. I know me, my hand go up in the air, and I'm holding on to my heart because I'm just so thankful and joyous about what has happened or where God has brought me to. And that takes me into a place where I start digging a little bit more. I want to get closer to you, Father. I want to go into, and that's why I was so happy that God brought me back to this book, these books that we got. They're beautiful teaching tools. God, I want to get closer to you. I want that immeasurable joy that you talk about. I never want it to fail. I want it. Back over to you, Minister Chiquita.
Yes, it's an unfailing love that once you gasp onto it, it's something that you never want to let go of. It's something that you want to never leave out your presence of. The love, the joy and love of God it's sometimes you can't even fathom the words to joy that God that he gives me, he gives us on a day-to-day basis. And in order to receive that, it's this close relationship of always wanting to be in the presence of God and staying in the presence of God always, at all times, no matter what's going on, no matter how it looks, staying right in the pocket. And that's with Jesus Christ, that your Lord and Savior. That's the only way to get a joy that you can, nothing in the world, nothing can shake you and nothing can shake it from you, your existence. It'll always be with you no matter what you go through, no matter what you're seeing in front of you. The joy of God will bring you through things that you can ever think that you can go through. The joy that God gives me on a day-to-day basis, I can't even tell you the things that the joy that my eyes have seen in the physical that he has brought. The spiritual, my God, I can't even tell you the spiritual things that God has given to me, the stillness of knowing him and resting in him, knowing that he will take care of all things. That's a joy that no one can ever take from me. That's something that I can't go and get from the Anita. That's something I can't get from the apostle. It's only that I can only get from God. They can show me the way to the word. They can show me I have to get a relationship. I have to get down with God. I have to pray. I have to study. I have to seek the word. I have to look in the book. You have to look in the word. You have to seek the knowledge. You have to go sit down in prayer. You have to fast to get together and get it together inside of you to get this joy that we speak about on a day that's unmeasurable, that we don't have no way to, ain't no measuring cup or no measuring spoon that you can even put in to how much the joy that God can give you, that he gives you on a day-to-day basis. It's something that I can't even, I try on a day-to-day basis to God to show God that I'm thankful for what he's done for me in my life. I'm thankful for the things that he does for in my family life, in my friends' life, in my church home. I'm thankful the joy that he's added into us. It's so magnificent because we stand close to him. It's the sheer drive that we have to know him, to be with him, to seek him, to do his work. It's all in the doing of the work of God. It's all in being with God, being a close relationship, being with him at all times, no matter what is going on. Stay in the course of what's going on. Read your Bible. Get a relationship with God. It wouldn't be you here listening to us saying this to you if it wasn't detrimental to your life. It wouldn't be us here saying this and telling this to you if it wasn't the right timing, God's timing for you to know it's time for you to do the work. It's time for you to get a lot of this joy, not a little bit, a lot of this joy that he's pouring into everybody that wants it. If they ask it and lean it to him, only if you want it, you got to grasp onto it. You got to get a secret relationship with God. I can't give you your relationship with God. You have to look for it. You have to seek it. He wants you to look for it. How about I tell you that? You looking for around, sometimes we be looking around for things and looking for pieces of joy, and joy's in God. Won't you look to God and find your joy? That's where your joy lays. It's in him, people. It's in him. Minister Nita, is there anything that you want to add?
John 15:11 says, I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. This is what Jesus is saying to the disciples. He's taught them things. This is with them meditating with him, studying with him, walking with him, being in places, seeing him, healing. This is having an intimate relationship with him, sitting and communing with him, walking and talking in the natural. But one thing about God, he loved us so much that he sent, when Jesus ascended, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, He sent it back down to us. He sent the Holy Spirit so it could continue to move on. The joy did not have to cease. The joy continues on because we're able to commune with the Holy Spirit. We're able to walk with the Holy Spirit. We're able to talk with the Holy Spirit. We're able to continue to ask for instruction from the Holy Spirit. And I want to give you one more scripture, and that's John. And I'm sorry, I'm not sure if I said it, but that's John 15:11. And now I'm going over to John 16, verse 24. And what that says is, you haven't done this before. Ask using my name, and you will receive, and you will have abundantly joy. They had never, the disciples said, you had not done this before, meaning that you didn't have to ask using the name of Jesus. But now that you have that opportunity, the disciples did not have to ask before, asking for things in the name of Jesus. But now that that is implemented, now that God has made that something that you and I can do, we can receive abundantly joy, abundant joy. we can receive the joy that God designed, he created us to have. God is not a God that he created failure. He's not a God that he created sorrow. He's not a God that created the depression that we have on a day-to-day basis, the mental situations that we have on a day-to-day basis. God created us to live happily, exceedingly, and abundantly with joy. But see, when we have these different situations, we have the antidote. We have the antidote, and the antidote is Jesus Christ. Just having that personal relationship, taking time out of your day to spend some time with him, spend some time, just let him know, I'm hungry for you, I'm thirsty for you. The woman at the well, she didn't know what Jesus was getting ready to say to her, but when she said it, she was shocked. I'm paraphrasing it now. She was shocked that he knew everything about her, that he could tell her different things about her past. She would, even though it may have stunned her, even though it may have even scared her a little bit, I don't know what it did for her, but I know that she had a joy inside of her that she went and she started doing what? She started witnessing for Jesus. She started witnessing for Jesus. A new relationship was built during that day when he sat there at that well, not even supposed to be talking to her at that point in time. And this is what God is seeking for us to do. He's seeking for us to enter into relationship with him. Like I said, not no surface relationship. Yesterday, we talked about love, philios, and eros, sexual relationships, surface relationship. God is looking for you to enter into a love relationship with him, a love relationship that's going to give you the other spirits, fruits of the spirit, to accompany that love, because the love is the number one thing. He is equipping us, you and I, have to be in a place where you truly know him. You truly introduce yourself to him. Start meditating. Start allowing the Holy Spirit to lead you, to guide you, and to take you into the places he wants to take you. Start reading the scriptures. When you start reading the scriptures, if you look up the word joy, because this is what we're talking to today, it's going to take you to different scriptures. Those different scriptures may start talking to you. Those different scriptures are going to show you exactly what the word of God is saying to you on today, if that's where you choose to be. Joy is accompanied with so many different things. The beauty of it is, you know, that if you ask these things, or by using Jesus Christ's name, that you will receive abundant joy. The scripture says that. You know that if you enter into a relationship, put things to the side. Make some time for God. Let him know you. He already know who you is. But sometimes people may know who you are, but sometimes you may have to go and formally introduce yourself to them, because they may just know you from other people. They may just know you from afar. One thing about God, he's an eternal God. He knows everything about us. Remember, he knew us before when we were in our mother's womb. But sometimes God has already set the plan. He already knows the plan. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us that. You and I must put ourselves in a place where we take the first step, even though God is a knowing God. But are you a knowing person of Jesus? Do you know Jesus? Do you feel safe in his arms? Do you feel comfortable when he knocks on that door? Hallelujah. When he knocks on that door, do you feel comfortable enough to go and answer the door and open it to allow him to come in? Do you feel comfortable? Where we need to be. Get into a place where, and that's where building an intimate relationship comes in. Building an intimate relationship with Christ. Praying, fasting, consecrating, meditating on the word, just through your day to day. Father, I thank you. Just acknowledging him. And that joy, all our circumstances are not going to be easy. We are going to have waves every day. This is why the word of God says we pick up our cross every single day. We're going to go through something every single day. The beauty of it all is the joy that you have because you realize that you're trusting the Lord. You're believing in the Lord. And every day, you're listening to the words that I'm saying. Every day, you're drawing nearer to the Lord. Every day, you are opening yourself up to the Lord to receive what he has for you. Every day, your trust gets a little bit stronger. Every day, your faith gets a little bit stronger. Your love gets a little bit stronger because you have now introduced yourself into an intimate, personal, intimate relationship with Christ. And I sit and say to each and every last one of you today, when you truly enter and engage and intertwine with the Spirit of the Lord, you'll start seeing so many different things happening in your life. Then you'll feel so many different ways. Things that's unexplainable because we don't know who God is. We know, I know who he is. I'm going to retract that. We don't know what God will do inside of us. All we need to do is be in a place to say, I am available to you. I surrender all. I really, truly want to get to know you. I really, truly want to experience your joy, even though I'm in a place of pain, even though I'm in a place of might be in a place of affliction, even though I may be in a place of imprisonment, wherever you may be, just know that God's joy is right there with you. As the description says, it's not all about financial success. It's not all about being popular. It's not all about all of those different things. What it's about is building that intimate relationship with Christ. Minister Chiquita, back over to you.
You have to have a belief so strong in God that he can do exceedingly and abundantly anything that you can even think. The little that you think he can do, you can think that times 1 million and some more. And you will still be able to fathom the joy of what God can do to you if you get a belief in him, a belief system with him, a belief system in what he can do for you to gain that relationship, that personal close relationship with him. That it has, for me, been an exceedingly, abundantly, joyfully occasion since I've came into the know of him. It's been something that I can't even explain to you guys as you hear me say over and over again. The joy that he gives me on a day-to-day basis of me just sitting with him, him guiding me and giving me the knowledge and different things that I need to have my life in a blessed, prosperous place. Thanks. And that's all we want for you also. That's it. That's all. Back to you, Minister Nick.
And as we leave you all today, what we want to leave you with is to sit and make sure that you understand that having an intimate relationship will change your life. It's a life changer. It's a life changer, and it's not something that you and I shall play with. It's something that we need to continue to work on, to continue to build on, because that takes you into so many different aspects of kingdom building, kingdom principles. It takes you into different core values that God is just looking for and just smiling down on when we do start changing different things into our lives. But I sit and tell you that you can sit and the word of God says that you can't serve two masters. But if you sit and you choose and you decide that you are ready, you are ready to make Jesus the head of your life, there's so many different things that comes with that. It's so many different things. You start building kingdom relationships. It's just so many different things. It's so many different things that God has for you. You just have to be into a place that you're ready to receive. You have to be in a place of transformation. You have to be in a place to start letting people, things, and places go. You have to be in a place where you're ready to receive, even if you have to receive constructive criticism in order to get you into a better place, a place where you can be joyful in all things in your life, where you can see the hand of God moving in your life and you're not staying in the same place. So we leave you on today praying, thanking, not praying, just thanking God that you were able to receive something on today, and you are able to relate to the fruit of the Spirit, joy. You're able to relate to that. And if you're not able to relate to that, go back again. Ask the Holy Spirit, I want more. I need to learn more on this subject. I want to experience the things that they're talking about. Because every time, like I said, I wake up every time. When I wake up, I find joy. When I'm eating, I find joy. When I'm able to just to work. Have you? So many people at this point in time may be unemployed. So many people may not even have the things because of COVID-19. But we still have joy because God, even through the midst of this storm, God is still making preparations. I'm going to say that again. God is still making, he's still providing. He's providing for us. So that's something in itself to be joyful about. He provided the shelter for you all. That's something to be joyful about. He is still here. He's moving in our life. That's something to be joyful about. It's just that we need to make sure that you identify who you are in Christ, and then you go into the introduction stage and you do the things that need to be done in the name of Jesus. So we leave you all today. We've already told you about love. So we leave you with God's agape love, his unfailing love, and we leave you on today with joy. We leave you with joy. And as your day continues to go on, put those two together as we continue to add into the fruit basket that God has already predestined, already given us, let us know that this is what the expectation is. So we will see you all back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. We thank you again for coming to the executive meeting, coming out, eating the bread of life, drinking the living waters, and receiving what the Holy Spirit has for you. You all have a beautiful, joyful day in the Lord, knowing that it is completely filled with God's unfailing agape love. Have a great day. God bless.